In addition to the notorious salute, American socialists also bear some blame for the notorious symbol used by the National Socialist German Workers' Party on its flag. Edward Bellamy worked with the Theosophical Society, another socialist group, and during that time the Theosophical Society used the symbol adopted later by the German National Socialists. Although an ancient symbol, it was altered for use as overlapping S letters for socialism. It was turned 45 degrees from the horizontal and was oriented in the S direction to highlight the overlapping S letters for socialism. Similar alphabetic symbolism was used in the SS division, and similar symbolism is still visible today, every day, on the streets as Volkswagen logos. As part of the anti-libertarian practice, people were persecuted for refusing to perform the straight arm salute and mechanical chanting to the nation's flag. That happened at the same time in the USA and in Germany. The pledge's early right arm salute was not an ancient Roman salute. The ancient Roman salute is a myth. Professor Curry showed that the ancient Roman salute myth came from the pledge. For more information, visit rexcurry.net, the site that archives the work of the nation's leading authority on the pledge. The Pledge of Allegiance was the origin of the stiff-arm salute adopted later by the National Socialist German Workers' Party. For more information, visit rexcurry.net, the site that archives the discoveries of the noted historian Dr. Rex Curry, author of the book Pledge of Allegiance Secrets. The original pledge began with a military salute that was then extended out toward the flag. In practice, the second gesture was performed palm down. The pledge was written in 1892 by Francis Bellamy. Francis was the cousin to Edward Bellamy, author of an international bestseller that launched the nationalism movement. Edward's book was translated into every major language, including German. Francis and Edward were both self-proclaimed socialists in the nationalism movement, and they promoted military socialism. The Bellamys wanted government to take over all schools. When the government granted their wish, the government schools imposed segregation by law and taught racism as official policy. Government schools also forced robotic chanting to flags. All of that behavior even outlasted German National Socialism.